This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my co-host, Tony Shore, as well as one of our other advisors, Logan Waller. Now, listeners, during today's show, if at any point during the show you want to get a little bit more information, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And of course, while you're at the website, don't forget to check out the radio and TV show pages. You can check out some of our past episodes out there. And on the radio show page, you can also subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. So make sure you get that done so you can stay up to date with our most recent episodes as they roll out. Now, when it comes to preparing for retirement, one of the savviest things that we can do is learn from those who walked the retirement path before us. So when you're a kid and have joined a team for the first time, you learn your role by watching how the older kids behave during practice, how they engaged with the coaching staff, and how they manage their emotions after both wins and losses. Watching and learning was a way to overcome your inexperience and to become a vital part of the team. So during today's show, we're going to discuss some of the things that people who are currently retired wish they would have known before they left the office for the final time. But before we get into the topic, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me this morning, Logan and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on the show today. I really look forward to this one, and we've got Logan here. That's a huge get for the show. I love it. But yeah, I've been good. You won't believe how much I ate at the buffet brunch that my family and I went to last weekend. We went out for the big buffet, the brunch, the Sunday brunch buffet, and all my kids and their significant others and my wife and I. And it was so good. The time with the family was great, but the food. Come on. Family, sure. But food.
Isn't that what Easter's all about at the end of the day? It's just, you know, overeating and being with family.
Well, speaking of Easter, I have a quick little side story to tell you. It's just a second. I think you'll like this one. Years ago, I was at a church service on Easter. And the pastor was really getting into his sermon, and all of a sudden he stopped, and his eyebrows knit together, and he looked really serious, and he wagged his finger, and he said, "It's not all about the bunny, you know." I'm like, I'll never forget that. I had to cover my mouth to stop from laughing because it was just so amusing to me. Anyway, well, Logan, how have you been? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Doing great. Excited to be on the show here today.
And what have you been up to? Are you keeping busy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always keeping busy with whether it's housework or normal work or dealing with the family. Yep, there's always something going on. That's life, right?
Busy is our middle name, Tony. You should know that.
I do know that. You guys are busy. You got a great staff there. And it's fun to have Logan on the show today. Cole, it sounds like you've got a great show lined up for us. Where do you want to begin?
Well, I think we'll have Logan kick things off for us this morning, actually.
Oh, Logan, what are we talking about first on the show?
Yes, so we're going to be talking about an AARP article titled Six Things I Wish Someone Had Told Me Before I Retired. It has some details and insights that I think will fuel a really good conversation here today. Its first insight is to not borrow from your 401k. It's pretty common for people to borrow money from their 401ks when they're still a decade or two away from their target retirement date. They often justify this move by telling themselves that it's just their money and therefore no big deal, right? Well, the IRS does permit you to borrow money from a 401k you may be able to borrow up to about $50,000 or 50% of the amount that's vested in the account. However, that money must be paid back in no more than 5 years. Clearly, it may be tempting to take a bit of money out of your 401k to pay off something like a high interest credit card.
Well, yeah, and I'll confess that to me, using 401k money to pay off a credit card, it would seem on the surface like it might be a solid move, but what are the risks, Cole?
Well, it could lead to some regrets if you don't promptly pay that loan back. So here's a scenario for you. Imagine you borrowed $10,000 from your 401k to pay off a credit card. That $10,000 that's not sitting in your 401k and therefore is $10,000 that's not earning returns, possibly for many years. Now, if you can't quickly pay back the loan, you may still end up meeting the requirement to pay the money back on time, but that's all. That also may mean that you weren't increasing your contributions. Now, in that situation, you'll end up contributing less money to your 401k over time, which means that you may cost yourself retirement money that may be very important in the future. And even if you do have the money to pay back the loan and contribute, you may not be able to because some retirement plans don't allow contributions while you're in repayment. And that's another missed opportunity to possibly see some gains, especially if you have a company match and more time missing out on seeing your nest egg grow.
Right. And this means that, hey, if you're thinking about taking money out of that 401k, don't do it without meeting with your financial advisor, financial professionals like yourselves before making any final decisions, because I know you guys can help people find better options, right?
Yeah, of course. And shedding as much of that credit card debt as possible before retirement is something the article explains that some retirees wish they would have focused on before they stopped working. Many retirees are on a fixed income, and if that income is modest, earmarking even a little bit of it to make credit card payments may put a damper on your overall retirement.
Yeah, I would say so. And Cole, you've told our listeners before that for a lot of people, credit cards are an essential financial tool that can provide benefit or if they offer good perks or rewards, but you have to use that cautiously and you have to have self-control to pay it off each month because otherwise they can cause long-term financial problems.
Oh, that's exactly right, Tony. I couldn't have said it better myself, in fact. Now, another misstep that some retirees regret having made while still on the job is not taking complete advantage of a health savings account or HSA. Now, the article cites a Transamerica Center for Retirement Studies survey that determined more than 2 out of 5 people with household incomes of less than $50,000 aren't putting away enough money for potential future health care costs. Now, you can open an HSA if you have a high deductible health plan and no other health coverage. While still on the clock, you may make tax-free contributions, and unlike a flexible spending account, which on a yearly basis requires you use or lose the money that you've contributed for medical expenses, HSAs may grow and carry over year to year into your retirement.
Yeah, and that's another thing people need to be aware of. Now, we should probably take a quick break to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you to set up a consultation, either if they don't have a plan or want a second opinion on where they're at.
Well, Tony, they can certainly give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And, of course, you can check out all sorts of resources out there on the website, including the ability to schedule that complimentary, no-obligation consultation with one of our highly skilled advisors.
Yeah, and that's great. And, listeners, I encourage you to give Cole, Logan, and the staff there a call. It's a no-charge, no-obligation consultation. See where you're at. Get a second opinion. And listeners, stay tuned because we're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking right after this.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445. When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our hosts, Cole and Logan. You guys, great show so far today. You've been analyzing some of the things that people out there who are already retired wish they had known or done before they left the office for the last time. And I'm hopeful that some of the things that they've learned and the insights that you've talked about can help our listeners out there as they approach their own retirement. And if you're already retired, I think a lot of what we're talking about can still probably help you. So, Logan, what do you have for us next?
So the AARP article that we mentioned earlier, Six Things I Wish Someone Had Told Me Before I Retired, has more information that I'm eager to highlight for you guys. The next of which is making sure you get all the information you need before you pack up all your belongings and move to a new community for retirement. So first off, you should spend as much time as possible in that new community that you're looking into. You should consider walking around, visit popular areas, but don't neglect to also go a bit further afield to visit areas most tourists don't see. This may be particularly important if the community you're considering is a hot vacation destination. Living in the place is a lot different than just visiting for a week or two. So also a thing to consider before making a move to a new community is come up with a plan with your financial services professional that will allow you to easily keep working together. Virtual appointments are a simple way to live where you want while maintaining a strong relationship with your current financial services professional.
That's right. And those are some great points, Logan. I mean, spending a week on the ocean in the middle of winter is probably a lot different than living there during the height of tourist season, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think people make that mistake a lot. They visited Costa Rica once and they love the zip line and they love seeing the jungle and the animals. And then they think, we're going to retire there. Well, it's a lot different living there than it is visiting. So I'm not saying it's bad. Some people do retire to Costa Rica, but it's not for everybody. So you made a really good point there.
Yeah, absolutely. That is completely true. And you definitely have to know what you're getting into when it comes to your potential new home before you sign a mortgage or a lease. And remember, don't just check off the big things you want, like amenities, great views, entertainment options, and manageable costs. Get below the surface and ask tough questions. Do those great views also mean huge crowds of tourists? Do some restaurants and entertainment venues close during off-peak season? And there may also be some less obvious reasons to be cautious. For example, if dining out with your family and friends is one of your favorite ways to socialize, you may learn that communities that are popular with tourists also come with more local food taxes. Now, if you're visiting that community for a week's vacation, those taxes aren't a big deal. But if you're thinking about a permanent move to that community, those taxes are something to factor into your overall financial strategy. Also, if you're moving from a large community to a small community, there may be a bit of a culture shock because of fewer amenities. It may be small things like no longer having a quick drive to a movie theater or access to a grocery store with organic produce, but it may be bigger things like no longer having a wide variety of healthcare services. Lastly, if you're contemplating moving to a development that caters to active older people, you'll need to add a homeowners association and other related fees to your financial strategy.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there already know how quickly those homeowners association fees can add up. Even if you're receiving excellent services, most people I know that live somewhere where they have a homeowners association hate those fees, and they're usually quite high.
Yes, which is very, very true. The next part of the article here highlights that many retirees report that they didn't recognize that some of the people they care about won't always have time for them when they're retired. Many of the people I work with tell me that more time with family and friends is the thing that they're most looking forward to during retirement. In fact, the article points to another Transamerica Center study that determines that 3 in 5 respondents explain that more time with people they care about is their biggest retirement goal. Only travel was a bigger goal for a lot of these respondents. So when it comes to that, and the retirees are in retirement, many of those are eager to spend that time with family, friends, and all that. But when you're retired, many of those people that you want to spend time with will still be working or going to school 9 months out of the year. That means while they likely love nothing more than to spend lots of time with you, they won't always be available to fill that time in your newly opened schedule. So accordingly, you'll have to find your own healthy and budget-friendly ways to fill your own time in retirement.
Well, I want you to know, Logan, that even as you get older, I'll always be here. I'll always spend time with you. Don't worry about that.
What a guy.
I appreciate that.
Don't worry about that. Well, and the good news is, too, I think there are a lot of volunteer opportunities out there. Gives you a chance to maybe go headlong into some of your hobbies or travel. I know a lot of people who are busier in retirement than they were during their working years.
This is very true.
Yeah, absolutely. We see that all the time. And if you're eager to travel with grandkids, plan trips for yourself during the week and save kid-friendly adventures like Disney World or Yellowstone for the summer and school breaks. As a bonus, traveling during the week during the school year may also help you save some cash because in many tourist areas, it's the off-peak season. Also, many hotels are considerably less expensive during the week than they are on weekends. Though many of our clients are excited to no longer worry about meetings or calendars, the truth is, time with loved ones may still require some time management skills and some flexibility.
Sure, and you may not have anything to do on a Thursday afternoon in September, but a lot of your family and friends probably do. That's the bottom line.
Right.
Yes, yes. So the article also explains that many retirees didn't realize that retirement from their long-term career didn't automatically mean not working. According to a Transamerica Center poll of U.S. adults, highlighted in the article that 68% of respondents said they were financially ready for retirement. But factors like increasing inflation and rising housing costs can change things in a hurry. A 2022 Goldman Sachs survey determined that 51% of retirees have an income that's less than half of their pre-retirement income. That's a challenging balance, made more worrisome if healthcare costs and daily living expenses rise too. Ultimately, you may need to keep an open mind about a part-time job doing something you'll enjoy during retirement.
For sure. And I think you make a great point there, Logan. Now, before we go on, Cole, give that phone number and web address one more time for our listeners if they have any questions or want to set up a consultation with you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can go online to retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and let's keep things... Now I screwed up. Here we go. All right, here we go. Oh, by the way, I didn't say your last name, Logan, because I second-guessed myself. Is it Waller or Wooler?
Yes. Hmm? Waller.
Waller?
Yes, that's correct.
Waller. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I had the pronunciation.
Bueller.
I appreciate that. Thank
Waller.
You.
Waller. Okay, here we go. All right. Rhymes with. Anyway, here we go.
Baller. Baller.
All right, here we go. All right, so let's keep this rolling. I think it's been a great discussion so far. We've been talking about some of the things current retirees wish they'd known or done before they punched that time clock for the last time. Cole, why don't you go next? What do you got for us?
Well, Tony, let's keep going with our theme of making informed retirement decisions before actually retiring by discussing some of the most important things to include in your retirement budget. Now, a U.S. News and World Report article entitled 10 Costs to Include in Your Retirement Budget presents some possibilities that I think will be interesting to discuss. It first lists housing, which is often the biggest expense for many retirees. While paying off your mortgage before you retire is a worthy goal, you shouldn't neglect to roll things in like taxes, insurance, and maintenance into that retirement budget. In some cases, downsizing your home may be another smart play. Putting your larger home on the market and moving into something smaller may put a nice chunk of change into your bank account, while also leaving you with far less upkeep and fewer ongoing chores, potentially.
Well, sure. And obviously, this is really important, giving up the home you raised your kids in. I think that's an emotional decision for a lot of people. But going smaller may position you to spend more time enjoying your kids and grandkids, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And when it also comes to other expenses that you can have in during retirement, food expenses are an important one there. It's because that can really help out with some thoughtful budgeting plans there. So ditch the expensive prepackaged convenience foods and cook more often at home. It's cheaper and healthier for you. Eating at home often as possible may also mean that when you go out for a meal with family and friends, the check will produce less anxiety for you when it comes. Housing and food are two big parts of retirement budgets that warrant a conversation with your financial services professional. A financial strategy that includes multiple sources of reliable and ongoing retirement income may provide you with more freedom to enjoy your retirement time.
Yeah, and Cole, you've noted before, for a lot of people, Social Security income by itself isn't enough to maintain a preferred lifestyle in retirement, which means additional sources of retirement income are a huge part of an enjoyable retirement, obviously.
That's right, Tony. And as we've discussed throughout the show today, retirement means you're going to have a schedule that probably hasn't been so open since you were a kid. But all that time means you're going to need a thoroughly built entertainment costs and other recreation into your budget, especially if you're ambitious about trying new things and visiting new places. Luckily, there are many ways that you can enjoy new experiences without overspending. Many museums, theaters, and other art venues provide senior discounts, and some colleges and universities provide low-cost classes for older people. In recognition of the fact that many people in retirement, it's going to be longer and healthier than it's ever been, our office has a unique and powerful tool called the New Generation Retirement System. After walking our clients through the system, they're often left with more clarity and confidence about the retirement years ahead. The New Generation Retirement System is built on three key principles: stewardship, transparency, and technology.
Yeah, and I've heard you and Sue and the others there on staff, Logan, talk about this, and I know that a lot of your clients tell you travel is their top retirement ambition. So what about hitting the road?
Yeah, so just as with enjoying new hobbies and entertainment, retirees have plenty of new time to visit all the places they've been dreaming about visiting their whole career. Yet, once again, the style and frequency of your travel will be determined by your financial situation. Retirees and AARP members may be able to utilize significant discounts that may add up to real savings during a long vacation. So, as we discussed earlier in the show, hotel rates are often significantly higher on the weekends, but as a retiree, it's always the weekend, right? That means right. You can take a getaway to a great spot on a Monday through Thursday and potentially save hundreds of dollars on your lodging. It's the same with the off-peak season. Looking to spend a couple weeks on the beach on the Gulf Shore? Book your trip in late spring or early fall, because while the weather will still be pleasant, the crowds will be much smaller because families can't travel because of school. Even a hot spot like Disney World, which many people think is always busy, has pockets of time throughout the year where crowds are noticeably smaller.
Yeah, I can attest to that. We actually had a big family trip recently out to Disney World, and we went in February, and I know that mid-January to the end of February is a great time to visit Disney World for a couple of reasons. Number one, the gigantic holiday season crowds are gone, and spring break travelers haven't yet arrived, but also it's the coldest time of the year in Wisconsin, so we can get out and go south, right?
Absolutely.
Right? It's a good time to leave the area.
For sure. I'm right there with you. Now, just as it was when we were working and raising a family, an emergency fund is still essential for retirees. After buying your first home, an emergency fund could help you address an unexpected repair or purchase of a new appliance without having to put those purchases on a high-interest credit card and dealing with that interest payment. But the truth is, unexpected expenses don't stop happening just because you're retired. Work to build a retirement emergency fund that contains 6 to 12 months of living expenses. That way, having to put an unexpectedly new set of tires on the car will seem like a nuisance, not a disaster.
Yeah, good point. That is a great point. Been there, done that. And I think this has been an excellent show today. Obviously, having the great Logan Waller with us made it just that much better. Cole and Logan. Logan, hope to see you back on the show. And
yes,
Cole, always great. But we're almost out of time here. Cole, let our listeners know one more time how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or they can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That, again, is retirewithbushka.com, where you can check out all sorts of resources that we have available out there, as well as scheduling that complimentary no-obligation consultation.
All right. Sounds great. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our hosts today, Cole Bruner and Logan Waller.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445. Or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.
Retirement today looks much different than it has in the past. Market volatility, low interest rates, and the rising cost of healthcare have left more of a burden on individuals than ever before. But it doesn't have to. New Generation Retirement Planning offers a holistic approach to preparing for your golden years. This five-step process allows you to explore the key areas that we believe are fundamental to successful retirement planning. You'll be confident knowing that you have been given careful consideration to asset allocation and risk, income planning, legacy planning, and tax strategies. You are invited to a complimentary dinner and workshop to learn how you can utilize this holistic approach to retirement planning. For times, location, and to reserve your seat at one of these workshops, call Bushka Retirement Solutions at 715-355-4445. That number again is 715-355-4445.